Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted that the world is looking at India with hope and optimism and wants to invest in its innovative youngsters. He pointed out that solutions to some of the most pressing global challenges are also emerging from the country. Prime Minister Modi said, Somnath Temple's survival over the past 1,000 years reflects the country's indomitable civilizational spirit. Mr. Modi wrote this in an op-ed marking the historic milestone of 1,000 years since the first attack on Somnath Temple in Gujarat in the year 1026. Prime Minister Modi said, it was in January 1026 that Mahmud Afghazni attacked this temple, seeking to destroy a great symbol of faith and civilization through a violent and barbaric invasion. He said after 1,000 years later, the temple still stands as glorious as ever because of the countless efforts to restore Somnath to its erstwhile grandeur. Later, Mr. Modi shared an audio on the issue on a social media platform.
सोमनाथ हमें यह बताता है कि घृणा और कट्टरता में विनाश की विकृत ताकत हो सकती है लेकिन आस्था में सृजन की शक्ति होती है करोड़ों श्रद्धालुओं के लिए सोमनाथ आज भी आशा का अनंत नाद है यह विश्वास का वह स्वर है जो टूटने के बाद भी उठने की प्रेरणा देता है अगर 1,000 साल पहले खंडित हुआ सोमनाथ मंदिर अपने पूरे वैभव के साथ फिर से खड़ा हो सकता है तो हम 1,000 साल पहले का समृद्ध भारत भी बना सकते हैं
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi will visit Somnath Temple in Gujarat on Sunday. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today inaugurated the National Primary Standard Facility for Solar Cell Calibration and the National Environmental Standard Laboratory at the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, National Physical Laboratory or CSIR-NPL in New Delhi. Addressing on the occasion of the 80th Foundation Day celebrations of CSIR-NPL, Dr. Singh said that India has become the world's fifth country after the US, Germany, China and Japan to have a standard facility for solar cell calibration. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today unveiled a book titled Khitabat-e-Modi, Lal Qile Ki Fasil Se in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan informed that this book is a compilation of PM Modi's Independence Day speeches from 2014 to 2025. The book is a compilation of Prime Minister's speeches translated in Urdu language and is published by the National Council of Promotion of Urdu Language. The Supreme Court has refused to grant bail to activists Umar Khalid and Sharjeel Imam in the 2020 Delhi riots conspiracy matter, saying there was a prima facie case against the accused under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act or UAPA. However, the court granted bail to 5 other accused in the case. BJP leader and leader of opposition in West Bengal, Shubhendu Adhikari, has written a letter to Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, dismissing Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee's false claim about the Special Intensive Revision or SIR exercise of electoral rolls and her request to halt it. In his letter, Mr. Adhikari said the SIR drive is throwing spotlight on TMC's dirty secrets, fake voters, ghosts of deceased and illegal infiltrators. The TMC has allegedly protected for years to rig the elections. A major gas leak from an operational ONGC oil well was reported in a village in Andhra Pradesh Konaseema's district. The oil well is located in Irusumanda village of Konaseema's Rajol area. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu reviewed the situation and was briefed on containment and relief measures. The Uttar Pradesh government has decided to give a 3-year relaxation in the upper age limit for the applicants of recently advertised UP Police and PSC Constable recruitment. The decision was taken on the directions of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. On to sports now. In Under-19 cricket match, hosts South Africa have set a target of 246 runs for India in the second youth ODI of the three-match series at Willowmore Park in Benoni. Opting to bat first after winning the toss, South Africa were all out for 245 runs in 49.3 overs. In reply, India were 103 for 2 in 11 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.